Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Janice Hartley of Keefe Real Estate, your lakefront and lakes area real estate specialist. Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better. Braden Dental, two generations of dental care, downtown Lake Geneva.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
Good morning.
Good morning on this last day of September.
I know.
Yeah. September 30th. Tomorrow's October. I'm so happy to be here. Can I just tell you that right now?
You are?
I'm always happy.
You are always happy.
Well, no, I shouldn't say, people are thinking, really? But no.
No, you really are.
After moving yesterday,
oh.
I was not happy. Was not happy. But so that means I am just thrilled to be away from packing boxes, tubs, moving, dust, the whole nine yards.
But now you have to unpack.
Yeah.
But that's always more fun because it's like starting over
it's
and you
like
can
Christmas.
Move stuff around.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it's like Christmas.
It's like, oh, gee, what did the Hubs put in this package that's not marked?
Surprise! It goes in the garage.
Can I tell you, too?
Oh, here's one of the dogs.
Great. During this whole packing, which I feel like there's been a season of packing.
I feel like this might end up on Don't Even Get Me Started, but go ahead.
Oh, maybe I should save it.
No, go ahead.
No, it's interesting, though. It's interesting how one works. And how fast one works and how slow. And maybe I'm just slow. And I know I was packing the kitchen. My husband was purging in the garage and getting things in the garage. His domain packed.
Right.
I was in the kitchen. I did the kitchen, the family room, part of the living room, part of the hallway. He was still in the garage. I had like 25 boxes packed. He's like, oh, you're making progress. I'm like, oh, yeah, I am.
And you're not.
I probably won't be married when I leave here today, but anyway,
listen,
now I'm happy to
I would
here.
Come back. Ooh. I would go out in the garage and I would find my husband packing stuff that he just went and got from the neighbor, okay, the hoarder. So
he'd still be at the neighbor's talking.
Yeah, he'd be like, you're supposed
with
to be packing.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's just, no one likes to move, so I don't want to, you know.
I'm just proud of him for purging.
I know, I'm proud of him,
because
too.
Every time we move, we acquire another storage unit.
Yeah. Oh.
To store the stuff that we should have purged.
He just said yesterday.
15 years ago.
Yes. We both have been purging. It's like, how does this accumulate? Because we just did this 2 years ago when we moved to this place. But, you know, he did say to me yesterday, he mentioned that we should get a shed. Like, our home away from home at the Walworth County Fair.
Yes.
Yes. So I told him where to go. Not that go, but where to go to get it.
Me? I would have told him where to go.
Told him where to go. But anyway, so that
here's
might
a thought.
Be our next
anything
investment.
You'd put in that shed, throw it away.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway. So
I have been in a purging mood lately as well. I, however, do the purging when the husband's not at home.
Oh, yeah.
I have thrown things away that he swore up and down that he had to have.
Uh-huh.
I threw it away 5 years ago.
Oh,
no clue.
No clue.
I don't even remember what things are that I threw
is,
away. Don't get me wrong. I throw a lot of my own stuff away
yeah.
or give it away
oh
or donate
gosh.
It or whatever. I don't. I am not a hoarder.
Yeah. Do you ever feel? Oh, I know. Yeah.
And thanks to me, neither is he. He just doesn't know it.
He doesn't know it. You brought up a really good point. I love it. He doesn't know it. You brought up a really good point. I took three large bags of clothes to Goodwill. But do you ever, when you do that, do you ever think if you see somebody else in it and you know it's yours, you're like, that's my... I shouldn't have got rid of it because it looks so cute on her. But it doesn't look cute. Like, what? You know.
I've never had that happen. So I
haven't
know.
Either, but sometimes I wonder.
I think
about
I
that.
Just buy generic stuff. I don't know that I would recognize it.
Oh, I recognize mine.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Because I haul them around for it with me forever.
Oh, right. So you get
attached. After a while, it's like, you know what?
They're your
I
friends.
I haven't worn them for, you know, X amount of years. No. Anyway.
I'm about to do that on my closet.
Yeah.
I haven't touched it for a year, so it's going to go.
Don't
get me wrong. I'll buy new stuff to replace it and not touch it.
And I already have.
Right.
It's just like, gee. Yeah. Three bags. So anyway.
That's good.
It is good. It makes me feel good. And they were in great shape. So
yeah.
Run out to Goodwill today.
Buy Melody stuff.
But if I see you might have to share.
Right.
I might have to buy a crash diet to get back into the size 8 I gave away.
Anyway.
Yeah. We have a good show.
We do. We always do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know we do. Let's face it. This show is just good all the time. Yes. But Dr. Ryan Braden joins us from Braden Dental Center, as well as Renee Wilging from Henrik's Wilging Insurance in Elkhorn. Both of them coming up next right here on Lake 96.1. But not together.
Not together.
Separate.
Separate.
First Ryan.
Right.
Renee's got to wait.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And welcome back to Life Matters. Now, you did it. I'm just kidding. So we start talking often before I turn the microphones on here?
Yeah.
It just works.
It's usually my fault, so that's okay.
No, it's not. It's not. It's usually my fault and Melody's fault.
We were laughing over here. And we were laughing. Just caught him.
And I just said, hey, let's go back on the air.
Let's
awesome.
Roll.
Dr. Ryan Braden joins us this morning. Good morning.
You.
What
Good
were
morning.
You
saying? I said we should probably just have the mics on when I walk in the door and then just see where it goes from there and not even wait.
It's a good idea.
More candid and, you know,
people
at
don't
risk.
Like it when we talk over the commercials.
I don't
know why they don't like to hear like more than one thing coming out of their speakers at one time. It's just, I don't know.
I can understand that. That makes
productive
sense.
Seems productive to me, but, you know, all kinds of...
Isn't that called multitasking?
Multitasking, exactly.
Apparently, it doesn't make good radio.
If you have a little OCD, that might bother you.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it would bother me, so you're right. Yes, yeah. I feel for those people. I have been meaning to tell you for, like, the last three interviews, and I've forgotten to tell you how much I am addicted to my Sonicare toothbrush.
Once when you start, you never go back.
One of those.
Yeah. It is. When I go out of town and like it's a short trip or I'm flying or something, and it's kind of cumbersome once in a while to take. And so every once in a while, I'll say, I've got my travel toothbrush, no big deal. I hate it. I hate regular toothbrushes. They are horrific.
Yeah, it's.
He's like, that's not really the message I wanted to send.
Not gonna like me right now because I have the old fashioned one. My husband has your kind.
Oh my gosh!
And he keeps telling me, and I just stuck on my pink toothbrush.
See, addicted. Here's the thing, though. So say I wouldn't like you. That's not true. That's okay. Everyone has their own goals and desires with their dental health, and if you can use a traditional toothbrush properly, it can be very effective. But the average person doesn't, and that's where the electric ones come in, and they take, we'll say, the user error out of it, and you can feel an amazing difference.
You can't. So. I'm not kidding.
I know. Yeah. I mean. That's what Larry says.
I'm telling you, the two products that I have found in my advanced age of 39.
Your seasoning.
Right. My seasoning.
That's how I like to refer
are
it. It's seasoning.
The Sonicare toothbrush and the Placker little flossy things with the handle things on them. I will floss 10 times a day with those things.
You need those.
Which is probably not
Everybody.
Good. I'm probably scraping all the enamel off my teeth. But
everybody needs those.
I'm serious. Those two things, like why I did not find these earlier in life, I do not understand why. I just didn't break down and do it. But, oh my gosh. My toothbrush,
brilliant.
I can't, like, I don't properly brush my teeth without it. I can't stand it. I
know. Larry
don't.
Has his own, like, a relationship with his. I have to make an appointment. Like
that may be leading to some other issues that, you know, I'm a fan, but I don't know about, you know, a relationship with your toothbrushes taking it to another level. That's
he travels with it.
Yeah.
It's near him at all places. Yeah.
Well,
all
he's probably got very nice teeth, I'm guessing. It's probably good.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
That's going to hit. Don't morning. Even get me
he'll
started.
He'll tell you too, though. He swears by them.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. They're awesome. Anyway, yeah. So I highly recommend the investment. It's
it just helps your own personal dental health. I mean,
now, my husband, he was scared of it at first. He's like, oh, my gosh, this thing really, like, he didn't use it. And I finally threw all the toothbrushes away.
So, yeah, anyone who.
He's looking around the house like, what am I? Use your toothbrush.
I always give a caveat, and if anyone's listening that's thinking about doing it, use it for a week, because the first time you use one, it's such
scary
vibration. Frequency is so high. It's like, what is going on? After a week, you don't even notice a difference.
Oh, no.
It's just like every...
No, but I tell you what, when the battery starts to go dead, I notice a difference. Yeah. It's slower.
Really?
Oh, it's lethargic.
You always have to have batteries on hand.
Most are rechargeable, though. You just put it on a stand.
Okay. Mine is rechargeable, I don't set it... I don't put it on the thing all the time. Okay. Yeah.
So usually about once a week you need to charge them.
Yeah, when the light starts flashing, I charge it overnight.
It's all, you know, sitting all there and pretty... corner of the bathroom.
Does he have a name for it?
No, but
I'm going to call him. I think he does.
Interesting.
Anyway, so this took a turn for the worst, didn't it? Really this did. Is not at all what you were going to talk
Sunday,
about.
Happy Sunday, everybody. Yeah.
Wake up. Yeah. Oh, and Renee's coming on next, so, you know, she's always a hoot. So, anyway, going back to, this is another household subject that I think that people are far too... like they just don't want to talk about this, but it's amazing the difference that you can make about sleep apnea.
Well, not even sleep apnea. So the last time we talked about pediatric or children's airway issues and just kind of what some of the risks are with kids, such as, you know, kids that are, you know, 5-6 years old and still need to wear a pull-up or wetting the bed at night, kids that are grinding, things of that nature. And those are all possible symptoms that they're just not getting enough air into their system often while sleeping, and they have other psychological issues that go along with that.
Right.
Adults are the same way. Mm-hmm. So if these children have these symptoms when they're young and they're never treated, it leads to problems in adulthood. And sleep is the recovery time of the body. And you think, what does dentistry have to do with sleeping and the physiology of that? But the airway is kind of where we live. The mouth, the nose, all that stuff is where dentists live. And we see tremendous signs and symptoms that are not necessarily sleep apnea. And our goal in our practice is I want to identify individuals who are pre-apneic.
Ah.
So you're not apneic. Apnea means you physically stop breathing multiple times in the night where your airway is closed.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. And it's a lot of information out there now. In the last probably 2 to 5 years, apnea has become a much bigger thing in the medical field and dentistry as well. But that is, people don't start with apnea. They build to apnea.
Okay.
You know, you don't start with, you know, all of a sudden you stop breathing. Mm-hmm. There's another phenomenon or symptom or syndrome, we'll say, called upper airway resistance syndrome. And that's where a lot of people have, and they are what I would call pre-apneic, and it's often shows up at night because everything relaxes. But if you think about it, when you're awake, your brain is always stimulating everything. You're breathing, and if you think of your throat and your airway as a garden hose, then you go to sleep, you lay on your back.
Mm-hmm.
Your muscles relax, which includes your facial muscles and your throat muscles, your tongue, and they slowly kind of constrict on the airway, and that garden hose is now a straw. So what happens is you're trying to get oxygen in, you're still getting air in, but your body recognizes that, hey, I'm not getting enough oxygen, so your brain stimulates you to wake up. You might not actually wake up where you're aware you're awake, but you get arousals, and you're unable to go into deep stages of sleep, which is when the healing of your body, your brain, all those things occur. So people that are incredibly light sleepers may have upper airway resistance problems where they're just not, their body is constantly waking them up. So it's almost like, if you think about it, it's almost like every 20 minutes in an apneic patient, every 20 minutes or 5 minutes, depending on how severe, they stop breathing.
Mm-hmm.
In an upper airway resistance patient, they're still breathing, but it's like someone comes and shakes you. So you kind of, you're startled, you're awake, and then you go back to sleep again. And we can test for this through, you don't have to go to a sleep lab to test for this. And honestly, a lot of people who have sleep studies will come back and say you're fine because they're screening for apnea. They wait for you to get to where you have a disease.
Oh.
We will screen for...
This is like the prequel or whatever.
Right. We screen for
prequel.
Upper airway resistance syndrome. And we can do that by sending home with some monitors to see how's your sleep going. If your oxygen levels, we can kind of monitor how much oxygen's in your bloodstream. You may have healthy oxygen levels all night long, but if we also monitor your heart rate, if your heart rate is off the charts every 5 minutes or 20 minutes, that's your brain arousing
you. Yeah.
Because your oxygen is just starting to go down. So you're not getting sleep. And some of the symptoms that people don't relate to airway are depression or anxiety.
Sure.
Things like chronic pain.
Weight gain?
Could be more later in the apnea. They actually, in our groups, there's kind of two categories, we call them. There's young, fit females and old, fat men. Old fat men, and what happened? Yeah, I know, but that's the old fat men.
So you
are
were in our houses,
yeah,
right.
When you made these categories, okay.
But the old fat man is your typical airway sleep apnea person who is beyond that point where they actually stop breathing. They have big, huge necks. They'll snore and then stop breathing, and then their body jolts them awake, and they take a huge gasp, and they often get put on a CPAP or some sort of dental appliance to force oxygen into their throat. Young, fit females are not someone you would think has a sleep problem because they look fit.
Right.
They don't have big necks, but they have other symptoms. You know.
We're so going to talk about
that
later.
That's a screener, yeah.
I'm dressing that for Halloween is with big neck.
Right. We're just going to walk around with sleep apnea.
But it's people with jaw pain, chronic jaw pain.
Oh, really?
Jaw pain are often airway problems because you're taking stress out in the joint. You're clenching. You have grinding. The person that wakes up every 2 hours at night, good chance they may have an airway problem. They're not sleeping. They feel, I had to go to the bathroom. No, you should be able to sleep through the night if you're breathing properly.
Uh-huh.
If you never have dreams anymore, your body is not getting into the dream stage of sleep. Like I said, chronic anxiety or depression, that means your body is possibly not getting the recovery of the brain during the right phases of sleep. Or in some people, it's chronic pain. That's where the jaw pain, things like that come into play.
Headaches.
Mm-hmm. All those things could be an airway problem. And we can test for all of that and do a screening to say, maybe we can help with that. And we've had amazing stories from our patients who we've gone through the protocol of trying to just help them breathe better at night.
Right.
And they will come back and say, within the last month, we had a woman come back and said, I shared a room with my husband for the first time in 7 years because I wasn't snoring. I slept and had dreams the first time in as long as I could remember and woke up feeling amazing. That's
a life-changing experience there.
And I think that's one of the things that we're so excited about is as dentists, we don't necessarily deal with life-changing. In some ways we can, but this is not just you're making your smile beautiful or taking away a tooth pain. This is an everyday comprehensive
survival.
Life-altering thing.
Yeah,
and the patients have come in and said, If we can get them treated and get them so they're sleeping properly, they feel so much better.
I never knew that anxiety was linked to little sleep or no, with waking up.
I mean,
depression obviously is, but I never realized anxiety was.
Yeah.
Well, anytime you don't get enough sleep, you can't.
You're just like on
edge.
Your
brain does not function.
Your body's on overload and everything is overstimulated because it never recovered.
Wow.
And you do that for years and years, and now that becomes your new normal. And then you get to the point where your body eventually stops fighting and kind of fighting for survival and lets things continue to collapse, and that's when you become apneic, and that's when the weight gain comes and all those.
Right.
So that's why, if we can catch these things early and make sure you never become the old fat man, so to speak.
With the big neck.
With the big neck.
Right.
And this, clears the room when he goes to sleep because he's snoring. Snoring alone is a sign of an airway problem.
Well, of course.
So you might be, if you snore, that's a symptom.
I don't snore.
Yeah.
Which, no, I don't
I
either.
Know someone who does.
Mm.
Yeah. So they might not be.
My 8-month-old baby granddaughter, actually, she snores.
Oh.
Really?
We've talked to Katie about it. Yeah. Yeah.
I was just going to ask that about.
Well, she also weighs 700 pounds. So the kid never stops eating.
But
oh man, she is
constantly
adorable.
Needs a cupcake.
She is simply adorable.
We just call her Cupcake now because
I love that.
We're talking with Dr. Ryan Braden from Braden Dental Center. So Can you tell, or is this like by looking at different things about their people's mouths or face or whatever, can you tell that maybe these are questions you should ask them?
Absolutely.
Or do you just say, in general, how are you sleeping?
It's a combination of things. Okay. I mean, there are definitely symptoms I can see in their dental health that, you know, are red flags.
Well,
that
the grinding and things like that.
And then
the big neck.
Their health history too is, you know, chronic facial pain or headaches, all those things. And I'm not trying to say all headaches are an airway problem, but a lot of them are. And a lot of that chronic pain is. So depending on their health history, and then we'll kind of get into how do you sleep. A lot of them say, I sleep, and it's often women, but they, I sleep horribly.
Right.
I can't sleep. Well,
and is this an age thing? Because, you know, women.
It can be.
Okay, so lately I have truly felt like I am getting / needing less and less sleep. Like I'm doing the old lady waking up at 5 a.m. thing and I'm going back to sleep, but I feel like my body clock is changing or something.
It can be
going
hormonal.
On with me. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And so, yes, hormonal is definitely the word that you and I want to use on this show.
Correct.
So,
changes in the hormone levels will alter your sleep pattern, yes.
One more, don't even get me started, episode. So, but it could be an airway issue. I mean, does age have anything to do with
it? Well, that's what I'm saying. And especially in women, as you go through menopause and your hormones and your body change, the hormones in women's bodies tend to protect them, especially during pregnancy, but they have a built-in safety net that stimulates their airway to be open more.
Okay.
And when they lose those hormones, the body stops fighting back. And that's why a lot of women after menopause will gain a lot of weight. And they all of a sudden become apneic and develop sleep apnea later in life because they probably had an airway constriction.
Are you calling me fat?
Just kidding. I did not.
I think he was looking at me.
No, he wasn't.
I was looking up
he knows
into space.
Better.
He's
married.
But seriously, though, that's why it happens. It's because the hormones change.
That makes perfect sense.
Protective mechanism goes away. And all of a sudden you gain weight because you're not sleeping as well and you get all these other issues.
And then it's a big vicious circle that is hard to get out of.
And this is not another thing that's not 100% but has been linked to airway is postpartum depression.
Sure.
Because women gain weight during pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Now the hormones of pregnancy really protect all the oxygen and keep your airway open. The baby is born. Those hormone levels go back to the normal level, but you still have all this weight that's not typically there. Constricts the airway. Your body doesn't get the sleep it needs during that emotional recovery phase of the night.
Well, for 18 years anyway,
right?
At least.
Right.
But that's why when they lose the weight, often the breathing, the depression goes away.
Oh.
So if we can help women breathe and sleep better immediately after childbirth, they can avoid the postpartum depression.
You're going to have to talk to the tiny babies about that.
I know. There are other factors. There are other factors.
So,
but that's,
I don't
it's
think
so
they
interesting
care.
That you're dealing with all of this instead of just coming in and, you know
things
it's
we
not
didn't
about
even know 5 years ago.
I know.
It really
is. It's fascinating that.
And we're really excited about it because, like you said, I mean, this is we can change people's quality of life by just helping them have a good night's sleep.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing because you do notice a difference. I mean, when you hit that Saturday and. You know, for me, sleeping until 8:30, is a big deal. And if I can, and it shouldn't be that way. Like you should get the good night's sleep is what starts your day. The day starts at midnight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Every day starts at 12:01.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, the day starts. And so you're starting your day with the good night's sleep.
And if you don't have that, you're already behind the eight ball before you even get up.
Immediately.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's amazing the things that the dentist can help you with or enlighten you about.
Right.
And then you can specifically go, instead of just going to a doctor and saying, okay, well, I'm generally, gaining weight.
Right.
Okay, well, they're going to run you through every test known to man to figure out why. When maybe a visit to the dentist can narrow things down.
We can, and it's minimally invasive.
Maybe.
That's the thing. We know, to treat a lot of these things and actually, and we run some initial screening tests that can tell us, all right, how are you sleeping? What's your heart rate? What's your oxygen levels? Are you and we can do some heart monitoring and things like that, that you sleep in your own beds. So you're not going to a sleep center.
Right.
But you sleep at home. You give it back to us and we go, all right, yeah, you definitely have some risk factors that support why you're feeling the way you feel. Then we put you through a series of protocols that let's see if we can make you feel better before
right.
you invest in a $10,000 CPAP or any other
right.
stuff. Let's actually get a result that works for you before you have to do anything. And that's
right.
the most exciting thing is we can show the results before we actually have to do any invasive treatment.
And if it's clearly a serious case of sleep apnea, you're sending them to the doctor.
You need
you
a
guys
physician.
Can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We cannot diagnose sleep apnea. That's
no.
a physician's diagnosis, but we can, and there are people that we'll do an initial screening on
sure.
and say, you know what, you look like you're apneic. I mean, you I can't tell you sleep apnea, but your test results are all over the charts.
Warrant
we
some more.
We need a physician
mm-hmm.
to get
yeah.
involved in this
yeah.
cuz you have bigger health risks that are going on.
But there's absolutely no reason why, you know, just here again, this is like the motto of the world of dentistry is that a little bit of prevention saves a heck of a lot of pounds.
Yeah.
And this is the same thing. If you catch it when it's an airway issue and not an apnea issue,
right.
that's a completely different treatment. It's a completely different, and not to say that it wouldn't turn into, no matter what, you may just be destined to have sleep apnea and have to be treated for that eventually, but
we can delay or minimize it, hopefully.
Certainly right. a good start.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's very cool stuff, and we've been kind of getting into this for the last year or two as we've learned more and more about it, and it's life-changing for people.
Yeah.
That's the thing. As I said earlier, when a patient comes in and said, I slept for the first time in 10 years
that is
through the night and woke up feeling amazing
mm-hmm.
just through some intervention that we did, I mean, they don't realize how bad they've been feeling
right.
until
you don't.
They have a good night's
uh-uh.
sleep. It's like, I
right.
just feel
your
great.
Your body adapts.
Yeah.
Yes. Your body just adapts to whatever. Just like if you,
yeah.
you know, cut a finger off, okay?
Yeah.
Well, you start,
right.
you know,
yeah.
you start working around it. And your body just naturally does that to
yeah.
survive.
To survive. But
you don't
you
have
don't
to be just surviving.
How
yeah.
crappy you feel.
Right.
Yeah. You think you're feeling good, but
yeah.
you don't have any idea.
Yeah.
Really.
So it's really, really cool. Very exciting yeah. to be part of. And, we're still continuing to learn and
right.
get better and grow, but you know, we can make some major changes in the everyday lives of people
mm-hmm.
now, which before, I like to think teeth change lives, but
they do.
Let's be, you know, it's still just a tooth. I got
you do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So Braden Dental Center, always taking new appointments. How do we reach out to you?
You know, you can check us out online with our 1,000 five-star Google reviews and all that. So we've got BradenDental.com is our mm-hmm. website. Otherwise, 262-248-0120 is our direct line. So give our team a call, and they'd love to, if you have some breathing issues that you'd like us to look at, or dental health in general, or just want to look at what we can do to give you your goals for your smile, we'd love to see anyone. We're
awesome.
Always looking to meet new people.
Awesome.
Love it.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
My pleasure.
Thank
always
you.
Fun to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know October's coming up. It's the dentist's favorite holiday, Halloween. I'm just kidding.
It's, as long as like I said, we're always taking donations of Heath bars and Reese's peanut butter cups at the Braden Dental Center.
Just in case,
just,
right?
You know, if you want to get those out of your home, we're mm-hmm. willing to take those off your hands.
Did you see the meme on Facebook where they had the little packets of lettuce of salad? You know,
oh,
like
yes,
the bag salad, except it's a little
I
serving
did not,
size.
No,
I figured that's what you would give away.
No. I'll give away the good stuff. I don't want to get toilet paper or anything like that. So.
Good point.
You have kids. See,
yes.
He has kids, and so
yeah.
he has to
you
listen
understand.
To them if
yeah.
they don't get the
I'll
right
be a team
stuff.
Player. I'm in
that's
the
right.
spirit of the holiday.
That's
let's
right.
put it that way.
I just bring it up every year, so I had to bring it up again. Anyway, call the Braden Dental Center. Lots and lots of good stuff happening over there. Thanks so much for going outside the box, though, too, and training your team to recognize these
it's
things.
It's exciting for us. We're excited to be a part of it, and yeah, just look forward to helping people. So
yep.
it's great.
Awesome. You're listening to Life Matters. Coming up, Renee is here from Hendricks Wilging Insurance, and I think she's about to push a button.
Or
of
two.
Mine.
Okay.
Right here on like 96.1. Turn microphones on. Step one. Welcome back to Life Matters. Wow.
morning.
Yeah, this is a good morning, isn't it?
Yes,
perhaps
it
anyway. We shall. Perhaps we shall actually listen to what we're doing and turn the microphones on
push
before
buttons.
We talk. Right, push the buttons. Renee Wilging from Hendricks Wilging Insurance is here. Mm-hmm. You're going to push my buttons today, I hear.
Probably, yeah. We're a couple weeks out.
Renee.
I know, from the big, yeah, open enrollment.
I can't believe that.
Couple
it's
weeks.
Only a couple weeks away.
15th?
Oh, my God.
Is it October 15th or November 15th?
November 15th.
Oh, so
yeah,
so a month and 2 weeks.
Yeah, month
yeah.
and, yeah, you're right.
Like,
yeah.
I eat all my Halloween candy and not know it?
But October is your research month. Let's put it that way. October is your research month because if you need to change doctors because maybe your plan is no longer going to be available and your doctors are going to be in there, there's going to be, I'm telling you, there's companies dropping out in this area that are not going to be available that you have now. They are not going to be available for you in November when you start looking at the open enrollment process. So if you're really stuck on your doctor, you might want to call them and see, you know, in 2019, you know, what programs are going to be, are they looking at?
And this is Aurora?
Aurora's a big one. Aurora's a big one right now because in Walworth County, we have Dean Care, we've got Mercy Care, and those are staying. So those are relatively affordable. The big rumor is that Common Ground is leaving. So Common Ground does the Aurora facilities.
Okay.
And so a lot of people do have that, and it was higher deductibles, a little bit less expensive. But I'm assuming United Healthcare is going to stay in there, and I don't know for sure. But you're going to have to look if you
obviously
want your
Mercy Care is
Mercy Care is in there. Dean Care is not going. Yeah, so you're just going to have to look
at letters.
Yeah, and that's why I'm hearing that Common Ground is leaving. Is I've got clients calling me saying I'm losing my doctors. What do I do?
Okay.
Now Common Ground is what an insurance plan.
It's an insurance plan. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And it's what every county has certain companies that they can write in that county that they can offer in that county. And we have, you know, like Dean Care, Mercy Care, Common Ground, United Healthcare last year. So, but every year that changes, you know, companies pull in and go out and move over to this county. They, you know, what's profitable for them. So they're looking at that. There's so many factors that come into play. So,
but the point being that
you need to make
even
sure
though
doctor,
you were told that you could keep your doctor.
Yeah.
See, she went and got me started.
I know. We're getting
Nancy
started.
What you're saying is you really can't.
No. Well, no. Well,
maybe
we've
not.
Always been saying that. It's just, you know, you're just going to have to remember, even though you don't start looking at your plans until November, start your research in October. You know, don't cut yourself short. I mean, obviously, when you pick your plan in November, it's not effective until January. So just so I'm telling you, open enrollment starts November 15th. That doesn't mean that you can start your coverage. If you don't have coverage right now, you still cannot start that coverage until the 15th unless you go with like a short-term major med policy in the interim. But
you mean until January?
Until January 1st, right. So, so November 15th, you start looking at your plans. October is the month you start researching what's going on because if your carrier is no longer going to be available, then you need to start looking and talking to your doctors, checking out new doctors. If you're not somebody who really does go to the doctor a whole heck of a lot and your doctor is now moving out or your plan is moving out, maybe this is time to talk to some of your neighbors and say, hey, you know, who are you guys using? Mm-hmm. This is October is your you know, doing some research, you know, so then November, you can see what's available to you. You've already done your research to figure out what works best for you. And then you can make your decision. It just make this a process. Don't make this, oh, my gosh, November 15th, I got to make a decision. And don't do that. This is huge.
Well, because you don't want to.
No.
And it doesn't matter what kind of policy you're on.
Right.
Your window is only November 15th through end of December.
Right.
If you want to or need to make a change.
Right.
Whether you're paying for it privately.
Right.
And have nothing to do with the marketplace.
Right.
Or, because that's my beef right now. You know this. Is that I have never touched anything that has to do with the Affordable Care. I have had the exact same insurance and been paying for the exact same insurance for years and years and years and years. Never any subsidies, never anything like that. But I can't just go looking for different estimates any time of the year.
Right.
I am limited as well to this period, even though I have zero to do with the, and I have a huge beef with that. I should be able to to
pick and choose what you want to have
well,
your coverage
and when.
And when. Yeah. And
because I don't have it. I'm not exactly, restricted. Like, I'm not asking for help.
Right.
I'm not asking. I'm paying for all of mine myself.
Right.
But I'm restricted as well to this super busy time of the year. I think that time of the year should be reserved for people who need the help.
I agree.
I don't think that I should be cluttering up your phone right. lines or, you know, mm-hmm. my doctor's phone lines. I don't need help.
Right.
And so I have that's my huge beef with this is that you're imposing something on limits on me that I don't.
You're also imposing coverage on you that you don't
exactly.
necessarily need.
Well,
because even though you've stuck with the same plan you've had the whole time, your plan has internally changed because it has to
yes,
be compliant.
Yes, I know.
It has to be compliant with the Affordable Care Act.
And
okay?
it's risen and so in cost.
And part of it is some of the things like back in the day when we didn't have this program, you could say, I want maternity or I don't want maternity. And I'm sorry, I am 52 years old. I do not need maternity.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
Yep,
neither.
I am
don't
done.
Don't have it.
And it was quite a bit more expensive when you bought it, an individual policy with maternity on
sure.
it versus not. Now, your policy includes it, whether you want it or
not. Because
I got
to pay for somebody else to have a baby now.
Because you have those pre-existing, you know, there's the criteria that it must be compliant with the Affordable Care Act. And that is one of the requirements is having that coverage. So, you know, if they would go
and
back.
See, and that's ridiculous that I'm not allowed to opt out of that. I mm-hmm. cannot have children. If I get pregnant, trust me, nobody is going to have to pay for that. I am going to be a zillionaire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So there, I mean, I don't need that coverage, period, end of story, ever.
I won't either.
And truthfully, that's
and
what we're hoping.
For it.
I don't want it.
Well, and this is what we were hoping 2019 would bring us is some more, like 2018, we did bring, there were some great changes as far as it's no longer mandatory. I mean, some people don't think that that's great or not, but, you know, I think that helps a little bit. But we need to bring more private companies coming in to because, you know, that's the way the marketplace works. Our prices will come down if there's more competitive things going on. Plus, you got to look at, I don't like, it's really hard for me to, somebody could not afford the insurance in March, you know, and so they didn't take it out. And so now they have to wait until January 1st to have coverage because now they can afford to do it. And their employer, they found maybe a new job. We'd have to do a short-term major medical policy. But those look at pre-existing conditions. That's why they're not compliant. So they couldn't take out a short-term major medical either.
So
they're
ridiculous.
Stuck. I mean, they're just stuck. So there's just so
and
many factors.
They're stuck because of the new rules.
Right.
And we didn't used to be stuck.
No. And I just
and
really wish
these...
the rules kind of changed. And I hope in 2000, I was hoping in 2019 that we would have some more openness to it and you could buy it at any time and there were some nice changes in 18. They weren't enough.
No.
But there definitely were some changes in 2018.
And some of the safeguards need to continue to be implemented.
Oh,
I
agree.
You know, so the some of the pre-existing condition parameters, the 26-year-old parameter, you know, being on your parents'
no
policy
more lifetime maximum for children.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. I mean, that was amazing.
But to pay for a lifetime maximum.
Right.
I should be able to do that.
Right. Yeah, it's not that way. Well, and the short-term major medical policies that you can go into, they, you know, it used to be that you couldn't renew them. You'd have to stay away from the company for 12 months or 6 months, and then you could go back into them because they're made for short-term only.
Right.
Now we have a lot of them that you can renew, and you can keep renewing it. And as you renew, some of those pre-existing condition clauses can fall off. So they're trying to make those short-term major medical policies instead of lasting like 3 months for that in between job thing or in between a situation thing, last a little bit longer, thinking that maybe it's just going to last until we figure the Affordable Care Act again. You know what I mean?
It's, right.
So they've changed them a lot, but that pre-existing condition thing for those short-term policies still come into play. And then with them, you get to pick and choose what your maximum is. You can have as low as like a $600,000 maximum. Well, that's kind of scary. $600,000 that's not
sounds
hard to
big,
get to. Yeah, it's not a big amount. Right. And so you want to at least have $1 million. A lot of kids are now going on to their school policies, you know, through the colleges and stuff like that. We're lucky here in the UW system. We have some really nice programs and they're not that expensive. I've been seeing some of them. Most of them are like under a grand. It used to be that they only gave you like $50,000 or $100,000 of coverage. Now it's $1 million. So now they're
that's
decent.
Good.
Yeah. So
that's
they're
good.
Really coming up with some decent policies that you can either do it that way or have your child who's over 18 go on their own policy through the Affordable Care Act. And that might even be cheaper because some of those are going to be less than $100 a year or a month. So you just got to weigh out. See,
they're going to be less than $100 a month, but the deductible is going to be unaffordable.
Exactly. Exactly. And that, but that's somebody's choice. You know, they're going to say, sure, well, they never get sick or they never get hurt, so I'd rather pay $800 a year than $1,200 a mm-hmm. year. Not really looking at the deductible plan, but you really have to look at it as the package versus a package. But,
sure.
But some people say, well, we just don't go to the doctor. We just, you know, but we want something in case something major, major happens. And so I'd rather pay, give, you know, not pay that extra $300 a year.
I just still think it's, I think that one of the most impractical, unrealistic things about the Affordable Care Act is bottlenecking everybody.
I agree.
Into mm-hmm. this November 15th through December 31st time frame to make any changes or whatever. Again,
And it's so internet driven. I just, you know, I feel sorry. Not everybody knows how to join. And
no,
I mean, 65 right. and older, granted, now we're on Medicare or Medicare supplements, so it's completely different. But there's 40, you know, 30, 40 year olds that just really do not go on the internet. You know, I know we're more techy and everybody's got their smartphones, but trust me, I have plenty of clients that come in with flip phones. You know, that they self-employed, you know, maybe a contractor. They're like, right. I like my flip phone and I'm not changing.
Yeah.
So, you know, that they're not.
Yeah.
They're not going online. They're not. They have no idea how to even log into the computer, you know.
Right. Well, when you do, it's confusing with all of the.
Well, yeah. Even when you. So, and that's if you can get on the website and that's
yes.
if you can do
it's
this.
It's a little bit better to get that. On. But it's just you also have to look at when you put all your information in, then you get all these options of what companies you want. And obviously you look at price. But then you look at, okay, what does this mean, maximum out-of-pocket expense? Mm-hmm. What does this mean, the co-insurance? What's the difference between a co-insurance and a co-pay? And you as a consumer are supposed to know that. You don't have an agent helping you do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're supposed to know, I want this kind of a stop loss or this maximum out-of-pocket expense with this deductible, with this co-insurance, but I want my co-pays to be this. And then this is in-network and this is out-of-network.
So
I'm just speaking a foreign language to probably 50% of the people out there.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? It's not fair. It's just not fair that they
it's
have
not.
To do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, it's not fair. You only have 6 weeks out of 52
right.
to handle it.
Right.
And it's the holidays. And it's this.
Exactly.
And it's that. I mean, you know, and it's you're getting ready to do your taxes at the beginning of the year. And
right.
all of it. I mean, it's just this is just one of the most unrealistic parts of this.
And people get so stressed.
They're
out.
Stressed
and
out
so
and they're
bad
sad
for them.
And they're frustrated. And it's just ridiculous.
Or last year they took
absolutely
a lower
ridiculous.
Premium high deductible thing. So then something bad happened. They ended up having, you know, hip surgery or something. And so they're paying their doctor $100 a month. And now they're thinking, hey, this year maybe I should go with a lower deductible because things happen. You know,
mm-hmm.
we had a rough 2018. So now they've got to pay an extra $200 a month for a better deductible plan. Plus, they're still paying the $100 a month toward to the hospital from what they did in 2018.
Right.
This thing is just snowballing. They're just going backwards. You know, it's like mm-hmm. being upside down on a mortgage or upside down on a car. You're just constantly, you know, spinning your wheels.
Mm-hmm.
So how are they going to get out of it? I don't know.
And I get that before this went into effect, that there were people that were doing that still had this problem.
Right.
But the and, you know, you're seeing political commercials right now that, you know, we should have accepted, you know, that Scott Walker should have accepted the federal help to help keep premiums lower and stuff. The problem with that is, and please understand, this was not just free money.
No.
There were many strings attached that would have been really detrimental to our state and our
right.
taxpayers had he done that. It was not just free money to help lower insurance premiums.
Right.
And so, you know, before somebody makes some kind of judgment with regard to that, please do your research. That was not a good deal at all.
Right. Exactly.
He protected us from that. Not
we don't see that as a, you know, mm-hmm. as a constituents. We're not seeing,
no.
you know, what the strings were that were attached.
Right.
I mean, who wants to sit down and read a 300-page, you
Nobody.
Know, policy on that. It just doesn't make any sense. No. But we were lucky. We had pre-existing condition coverage before this.
Right. Wisconsin was already doing it right.
We did it right. We had HERS, yeah. And the premiums were so much more affordable, and the deductibles were lower, and they covered any pre-existing condition. There were no health issues whatsoever. You could be in the hospital, and you still would have coverage. And the premiums, and we had a lot of self-employed people that maybe they were a small group, and they didn't have, you know, benefits for their employees, couldn't afford it. But, you know, they could afford, HERS was like $400 or $500 a month for a $2,500 deductible, 80-20 coinsurance. You know, that's just unheard of coverage now.
It is.
Oh, you know? No, it doesn't exist.
And that was somebody with a pre-existing condition.
Right.
And
yes, I know.
A very severe pre-existing condition. It didn't matter what you had.
Wow.
You know, the bottom line here is that that they attempted to fix a health care crisis and instead screwed up the health insurance programs that we have.
Right.
They are two different issues. Health insurance and health care are two different things.
Right.
And you can't, and they, this fix, so to speak, screwed both things up worse. And so that it's got to be undone. But that's a political discussion that we'll have later on in the month, or in October, I'm sure. October is going to be filled
research.
with politicians and booths.
Oh my lord!
Just
yeah,
so
definitely.
You know,
that's true.
And they're not the same thing.
No,
I know. No, yeah. They're two separate subjects.
Yeah, but
So we will be discussing that, I'm sure, a little bit more in the future.
Just talking about October just needs to start your research. I know.
Yeah.
I know November is the time you get to actually look at everything. October is the time you do need to start doing your research, so you're not jamming everything at the last minute and getting yourself so stressed out. Just make some phone calls. Talk to your friends. Who do you use? What do you do? You know, just make
call
a conversation.
Renee.
You
exactly.
can call me. Yeah.
Yes.
Health insurance, I can't help a whole heck of a lot, but, you know,
but
it's
you can
just, I can
just
guide
said.
You. I can give you some information on where to go, some resources in the Walworth County area that can help you out. You know, it's.
Mm-hmm. What else today?
The other thing
Since
I want to talk about is,
started.
Okay, guess what? We had a lot of storms down south. Like horrible flooding. So
For the last couple years, we have, actually.
We have, and we've had this discussion before. What is a salvage title?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this all kind of started like back with Katrina.
Yes.
And when Katrina happened, a lot of those cars that were down there got shipped up north. And they did not disclose that they were flood damaged. And we all know that all of our cars now have so many bells and whistles and all that electrical equipment. And it may start up and it may run really great, but those shorts and those electrical can mess up the whole thing. So what happens now is if a car gets that flood damage, they can have what's called a salvage title.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a great deal on a salvage car.
Oh, yes.
I just had a young girl call me. She goes, I'm so excited. I can get a 2015 Chevy Equinox for $7,000. And I'm like, does it have a salvage title? And she's like, yes, that's okay, though. My dad says the car runs great.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, so we've got two situations here. For one, if that was my daughter, I would say, no way, don't buy it. You know, unless you take it to an auto repair place and they have to sign off on it, which they will not.
Nope.
Because then they're liable.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is that something could happen that had nothing to do with the flood, and they're still liable.
They're still liable,
right.
Yeah.
So they won't
just
sign it.
Yeah, it wouldn't
that.
Be smart for them to sign
nope.
off. But as an insurance company or insurance agent, if you have a salvage title, I can insure that vehicle, but you can't get a loan on it because, for one, the bank's probably not going to give you a loan on it. But for another, if you could get a loan on that car, I cannot put full coverage on it. Because it's got a salvage title. I can only go liability only on that vehicle. The only way I can put full coverage on it is if you take it to a body shop and they sign off on it and say
that. Which they won't.
Which they won't. So, and it's got to be
Renee, this is just one big circle.
So what I'm saying is just be very careful. If it looks like a really good deal, you know, some of these cars may not have a salvage title. They may
just
do.
You know what we should do?
Well, you can do a Carfax. Sometimes that'll help. But some of these cars, maybe we're in a very small lot down there or whatever, and they just got, they find ways. People are always finding ways to get them up here.
Our personal cars, they're not going to report that.
Right. You can always tell by if you take the panel off and how many people are going to take the panel off the inside of the door, but you can actually see the line in there.
Of course.
You can usually see You look underneath the car. Sometimes you can see things, debris stuck underneath it. I mean, there's certain ways that you can look. But
I was going to say, you know what we should do is we should bring in the guys from Geneva Auto Body and have them tell us, how do you identify a car without taking it apart?
I think that's awesome. You really should take the car then to a mechanic. Mm-hmm. If, like I said, if it sounds like it's too good of a deal.
It is.
It probably is. If you know it's coming from down south, and I'm not saying that they're all bad, just be proactive and check them out because...
And we're talking about down south and out east.
Oh, yeah, and out east. Yeah, exactly.
Because the most recent issue, I mean, they're just, you know, and the hurricane didn't end up as bad as what they thought, but the rainfall was much worse.
The surge. Just because it sat out there for so long, you know, it didn't, like the winds died down, so you didn't have those major force winds, but you had the amount of water and moisture that was building up, and you know that. But when it finally hit landfall, the water was amazing how much it dumped. So,
and kept dumping. Yeah, and then it moved north and kept dumping it.
Very
rain goes south,
right?
So then they got flooded, you know, more from the, you know, because what goes up must come down,
right?
And so it just. But that's a very good point. Is that you can't. They can also clean them up to the point that you really have to know what you're looking for in order to find one of these cars.
Just be smart.
There's a lot of dangers in that. It's not just electric. You know, if your electrical system goes down while you're driving down the highway, you wreck.
Your seatbelts don't work.
Right.
Your airbags may not deploy.
Right.
You look at all the safety features alone that you're taking a risk with these vehicles. And like you said, it would be great if you had an auto shop in here and just said, hey, these are what you need to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And because cars are so electrical, you know, there's all these little doodads that they're doing.
Days.
Like even to replace a windshield now, they have to be calibrated after you put them in. I mean, you get your windshield cracks. You can't just pop a new one in. They have to come in, they have to calibrate it, they have to do all this because you have so many fancy schmancy things going on with them. So you think water and electric does not work. There's an issue. They don't like each other.
Right.
And
you know what else doesn't work though? Water and oil.
Because while
you know, the water can do the damage to the outside, you don't know if water is inside the engine trying to mix with the oil and the engine will blow.
Right.
I mean, those things you cannot see.
Right.
And so it's just...
stay away from...
I mean, I hate to, generalize it, but I think you just have to not...
You just have to be proactive.
Do it, unless you're married to a mechanic who's going to... I mean, sure, if he's going to go in and refurb the car.
Right.
But you wouldn't buy a house that's not... properly refurbished after a flood, and
well,
a car
and I've heard
is the
people
same
say,
way.
You know, well, I don't care if that electrical part works. I'll just keep on going with it. And I'm like, well, your windows have to work. That again is a safety mechanism. Lights have to work. Your engine has to work. Keyless cars, really? If your ignition doesn't work because everything's got the fob now, and you don't need your key and all that kind of stuff, that's electric. You know, I mean, stuff.
Yeah, your ignition won't work either way, that with key or not. But the other thing is that, do you have kids? Mold.
That's what I was thinking. Kids, it's the safety.
The mold.
Feature,
well, the mold in the seats, issue. Eventually, the mold will grow in there. It's been wet inside.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just not a good idea.
If somebody can guarantee that it's okay and put their stamp of approval on it.
Which they won't.
By all means. Otherwise, to me, it's a safety issue. It's not just an insurance issue. It's not just whatever. It is a safety issue. There are so many safety features on your vehicles now that are reliant on your electrical.
Right.
So that's the other thing I wanted to just mention. And we've brought this up many times. It's just anytime there's a hurricane down south or whatever, we just need to bring it up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a good reminder. Yeah. If we need any more reminders, how do we get in touch with you?
You can give me a call at 262-742-4029.
Awesome. Renee, thank you so much.
Sure.
Thanks, Renee.
Sure.
Renee Hendricks, Wilging Insurance Lady.
Yeah, just me. The insurance lady.
Renee Wilging. With Hendricks Wilging Insurance Company up in Elkhorn, give her a call. She's on our website as well. If you have any questions about what we talked about today.
Or anything else. Right. Yeah.
Coming up next, Don't Even Get Me Started.
I hear you have a list.
I think didn't we just start it?
Yeah, yes. You really did.
I know, because I can see Nancy's face gets really red when we talk about it.
As red as your sweater.
Yeah.
We'll be back right here on 96.1. strange people are walking in and out of the office. We don't know who it is. We're just...
What's happening today?
I'm not recognizing.
And are they bringing us cake?
I know. Oh, we didn't have... Kurt's birthday was last week. There was no cake.
There's... I know.
I feel like that we were ripped off.
I've been hungry for cake ever since then. Anyway.
Since we didn't get it, we should have had it.
We should have, but...
So now for another edition of... Don't even get me started. Our viral video, Don't Even Get Me Starteds on Facebook have been doing splendidly.
Yes. If you haven't seen that, either one of them or how.
How many have we done? I don't even remember.
I don't know either.
So if you haven't seen them on Facebook, you got to find them because, we think we're funny.
And you're going.
Apparently others do too.
These... subjects that we bring up are the same subjects that you want to talk about that maybe that you just don't. So you definitely
or that you are talking about.
Right.
Or maybe we're just saying something that you like. We're saying what everybody's thinking
that
doesn't
maybe you think
say.
That it's inappropriate to say. We'll say it.
Yeah. Truth. Hashtag truth.
Yeah, exactly. Hashtag don't even get me started. Are you going to go ahead right
now?
Nope,
you are.
Okay, I'm going to just bring this up really quickly. Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, within the first 24 hours. Did you hear about this? I don't know if we should be worried about this or not, but he got hit in the face by a stale hot dog bun. Like somebody threw it. I'm not worried for the Jell-O pudding man.
Is the hot dog bun okay?
And it was already stale. That probably had to hurt.
I'm sorry.
He got hit. Somebody threw a stale hot dog bun in his face. Then he fell down a flight of steps.
Well, he's blind. What's he doing going up and down the steps?
Well, he's legally blind. So I think he can see like a little bit. He can see shadows, you know, and also they took away his shoelaces, cane and tie. I don't know why he'd wear a tie in the slammer anyway, but he's upset about it. And so he called his wife, Camille, and wanted to get the checkbook and do whatever you have to do. Call anybody and anybody to get him out of the slammer.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I mean, it will eventually.
Eventually, 3 to 10 years. But anyway, I just had to bring that up. I had to bring that up that he was hit in the face by a stale hot dog bun. So personally, I would like to thank somebody who did that.
Like I said, I'm concerned about the bun.
And I'm sorry that you had to eat your hot dog without a bun.
Yeah, too bad.
But anyway, I just had to bring that up.
That's hysterical.
I know it. I know.
A stale hot dog bun.
Yes. Yeah. Another thing that is on the subject of food, did you see this? Now, this really makes me cringe and makes me mad. The food service worker at the Detroit Tigers Stadium was caught spitting in a pizza that he was making. I mean, he was arrested, but it is a video. Another worker videoed him doing it. It is disgusting.
Why?
I know. Why would you do that? Why would any food service worker do that?
I mean,
I just think it's disgusting. It's horrible. And it's just wrong.
Do you have no respect for yourself?
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, you know, that this is the way you behave. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we could say that about a lot of people right about now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any respect for yourself?
Obviously, this guy.
Clearly not.
No.
You know, speaking of food, you know what I thought you were going to talk about?
What?
Hang on. Since we've been doing the don't even get me started during the week, I've been paying a lot more attention, and I have stacks of stuff.
I have to rifle
through this. Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Seattle-based store Archie McPhee, which prides itself on bringing strange and amazing things to the world for more than 3 decades, wants to make macaroni and cheese-flavored candy canes a thing.
Why ruin macaroni and cheese?
Excuse me while I throw up a little in my mouth.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, they're going to be yellow and white stripes.
Oh. You know somebody's going to buy them. It would be a good white elephant gift, but beyond that, forget it. Forget it. No.
And I have a note on this.
They make some other really just nasty combinations.
of candy canes?
Yeah.
They do.
They do.
They do.
Oh, just gross.
I mean, I'm a big fan of candy canes.
And I love mac and cheese. But
not...
No.
I mean, it's not like it'd be peppermint and mac and cheese. It would just be mac and cheese, but...
I can't imagine, though, like... having a peppermint candy in my mouth, and I mean, obviously, like you said, it wouldn't have the peppermint taste. But just, I want to chew it. I want mac and I want the creaminess,
and I need it to be warm.
Yes, yep. But oh, disgusting! Don't even get me started.
I have another
note
on that piece of paper talking about meetings that are too long. I was in a meeting last week that was 3.5 hours.
What
it should have been 2 hours.
This? What was it on? What was?
I can't say what it
was. Oh, okay. All right.
I'll get in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
But just,
that's
you know
too
what?
Long.
That's too long.
That's awful.
That's...
And wasn't this the meeting that, and I know that you are involved in a lot of things, but wasn't this after hours as well?
Yes.
Like after
it
like business hours?
Yes. 3.5 hours
no.
is too long.
Was there
Please
alcohol?
Stop. Well, yeah, but it wasn't a place where I was comfortable, you know,
it wasn't
like
a fun...
relaxing enough to not care that I was there
for
3.5 hours.
That you will never
get
back again.
Right. So, and I'm not the only one that feels this way about that particular event. Oh. Hey, look at that. I can...
You can.
Throw... that piece of paper away. Now I've only have 16 more.
Good.
What else you got? You want me to do one?
Go ahead.
Oh, let's see. Let's pick one. Oh, you told me about this.
What?
There's a video camera now that you can call it up at any time during the day and talk to your dog.
Yes.
And then you can also, it will also, if you push a button, give it a treat while you're not home.
While you're not home. But you can check in on Fido or Miss Pippi Jackpot Judge, Mr. Pretzel Pot Pie Judge, or Oscar. We need to get you a dog.
No, I do not need a dog.
You need one of our wet-nosed Wednesday dogs.
Uh-uh.
But yeah, this there's an app that you can get that you can actually see what your pets are doing, but you can also dispense treats from the app on your phone. Is that too much? I think it is.
I don't think you do think it is.
Well,
I think you think it's awesome.
I don't have it.
Yeah,
I thought it was awesome. I would probably get it. It is expensive. But you amortize that stuff out over the length of the bed.
Okay. That's how you sell it to Larry. But
I used to be in sales.
I'm just saying that, you know, we've had the discussion about raising a generation of children that may or may not be as tough as what they need to be in order to cope with, you know, life.
Right.
Now I'm thinking that talking to the dog during the day and give it a treat when it's really just supposed to be hanging out and chilling and waiting for you to get home from work. I mean, to me, it compromises the experience of coming home and having your dog be all excited to see you.
Right.
Because he just saw you like 20 minutes ago and you gave him a treat.
And heard your voice.
Yeah. So he's like, now she's home. And
I just had a treat 20 minutes
ago. And she's going to clutter up my house now. I mean, here I am. I've been relaxing and it's not quiet and she bothers. Like, what if your dog doesn't want to talk to you right then?
Right.
Like, does he have an option of hanging up?
Maybe.
Can he lick it and make it go away? Like, what if he doesn't want to talk to you? What if he's busy?
Maybe he wants to be a cat. Maybe he's confused.
Right. Would he tell you? Would he use the video to tell you that?
Can you imagine if I, okay, this is going, I probably, can you imagine if they flipped you off?
I've never met a dog that has the opposable thumbs and fingers to flip somebody off, but.
Yeah. But that's going...
Like, is he trans canine? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe,
if he wants to be a cat? Is that a word? Is that a thing?
I think it might be. It could
I'm
be.
I'm just saying that I think we're raising a generation of animals that need to learn how to be at home alone while we're at work, okay? I don't think we need to be...
The thing that I do... the only thing I do with animals...
Marking that
off
my
list. The radio is always on. So they're listening to us right now.
Oh, great.
With Larry.
Throw Larry a treat.
That's what we should do. Forget the pets. It's our husband.
Right.
Dispense.
Ty, you look hungry. Here's a carrot.
if I
you
wanted,
know what he'd do. You know, we turn those cameras on. They're sitting in their underwear on the couch with, you know, potato chip bags everywhere.
If I had one, I'd want just like to have it to dispense like little mini bottles of booze.
I know. If you're going to watch me.
I need a treat. This...
I need a treat.
Oh. We should put that in your office. I should have that at my desk. The HR department.
Oh, rum chata is the HR department.
The small bottles of rum chata. Oh.
I need a treat.
Now there's a thought.
We are going to be millionaires. I mean,
this don't even get me started day has turned out just in our favor.
Yeah, we are going to get started now on our new invention.
I think it's a good idea.
Coming up right here on Lake 96.1 all day long. More music. Thanks for listening. See you Cheers. Next week.